Urban 75 Radio.
Welcome back to Urban 75 Radio. After a 30-minute discussion and a brief break to wash off the blood, our political panel decided that they had a few more things they needed to get off their chest. So we're going to return to Brixton in a break from our scheduled program for another 30 minutes discussing their favourite politicians, a Tory loving, and what can actually be done to change the political system.
This is politics at its finest. This is politics at its finest.
Urban 75, Urban 75, Urban 75 Radio.
Welcome back. I am Piers Gibbon, and around the table we have Magnes, we have Coughing Tree Frog, we have Rice Smile, Zedcat and Crispy. And what I said we'd start off with is a little bit more smaller scale. Is there anything we can do right here, right now? Zedcat has argued for a fairly major revision of everything, and there's some sympathy with that, although some difficulties with how it would practically work, and is it possible to get rid of everything all at the same time? But right here, right now, what can we do? Do we write to our MPs? What do we do? Magnes, have you got any ideas? Are you going to do anything?
I think it's worth writing to MPs. And I think that's got to be a...
snorting from Zedcat.
It's worth a go. Surely. Yeah. I mean, that's what they're meant
it's
to be there.
It's more practical than gunning them down
that's
in the
what
street.
That's what they're meant to be there
Less
for.
Forms to fill in. Tree Frog, what are you going to do, you lazy non-voting bastard?
Thank you very much. I don't know, I'm with Magdalena. I think we really do need to start taking more responsibility for our MPs and things. I think the idea of you spend 5 seconds in the voting booth and then just let it go and then whinge about it. I think if people actually started making more of an effort to get involved in politics and really...
Like registering to vote.
Thank you very much. You know, really making more of an effort and saying to the MP, look, you know, I'm not happy with this. I'm not happy with how you voted on that. And I think if enough people started doing that, then they couldn't just send back the standard thank you very much for your input letter and maybe start taking responsibility for their actions.
Rasmus, what are you going to do?
Okay, well, I think that we do have a certain obligation as citizens to try and participate more in, you know, our democracy. I think it's sort of invalid and fairly, you know, wishy-washy to come up with these theories that we're suddenly going to develop a utopian society and everyone will have their say. I'm sorry, I don't think that's going to work in the real world. Let's talk about right now.
And what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? Well, I think that during the next 4 years, we need to...
Not we, you. What are you going to do?
Me. Yeah. I think we need to talk about educating
people.
Not we,
you. More. What are you going
to
do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to write to my MPs. I'm going to go to protests. I'm going to try and have my say and try to talk to people as much as I can about politics in order to try and educate people a bit more. I think not that I'm, you know, the be-all and end-all, but...
And sorry to harass you, but I was just wondering, what demonstrations are you going to go on? What are you going to join?
What am I going to join?
Yeah, what placards are you going to be waving? Iraq War, we didn't like that.
I waved placards.
Cool.
I might still wave placards.
Didn't do much good.
Well, at least I got out there and said, you know, to my Prime Minister, you didn't vote for me, and I could have sat at home, and yeah, it might have made fuck all difference, but at least I went
did
out there
not vote
on the
for you?
Streets.
The bastard.
And
he gave you the finger. Yeah. Whereas if
so
all
I
of those
should have just sat at home
people...
on my couch and bitched about it.
Yeah.
If all of those 2 million people had done something direct action rather than just walked from bloody Trafalgar Square to Hyde Park, if they'd gone and... I don't know, there's lots of things. If they blocked the whole...
Can I just stop you there? Okay, Zedcat is now addressing all of the people who went on the anti-war march. Zedcat, what would you want them to do instead?
Some form of non-violent direct action.
Like
to,
what?
Did go out, they stopped the motorways in places. They brought... San Francisco was brought to a complete halt the day the war started. If they'd done that to London, Birmingham, Manchester, Glasgow,
but what
it
about
might
Bush?
Have made
he didn't
a difference.
Seem to listen to them.
No.
How is that? I don't understand how that's made.
If it had
a difference.
Kept up, if they'd stopped the country for a month, so they would have taken notice of it.
Okay. So what do you believe that would have helped?
That might certainly.
So what are you going to do in this next Parliament? Not that you believe so much in the Parliament, but what are you going to do in the next few months? To get your views across?
To get my views across, I'm going to continue what I do anyway, which is indie media.
Indie media.
Which
Yay.
Does get its views across. The UK site has a million hits a month. Probably actually more like 1.5 million now. But
how many unit visitors?
We don't know because but we get a quarter of the hits the Guardian
okay.
get.
Okay, and that feels to you like it's doing something good.
I hope it is doing something
and
good.
And that's one thing I like about Urban 75. It's like an autonomous free zone, and people get on there and say what they feel, and discuss things, and sometimes we wazz off on 32-page discussions which are just hilariously crap and useless, but other times I do feel, reading it, that it is moving the debate along a little bit.
Yeah.
Crispy, what are you going to be doing?
Well, I don't think I can personally do anything because the system is rigged against me anyway.
Personally, they've rigged it against you.
But I'd actually quite like to see a system where positions in government are allocated randomly, like jury duty. It's like you've been called up. You've got two years in government.
Fair enough.
And you've got to go. And there's no getting out of it like there is with jury duty.
That's ridiculous.
But you can't get out of jury duty.
Just random people like, hello, Joe Bloggs. You don't know anything about anything, but roll up, you're an MP.
We found it.
It would be entertaining, though, wouldn't it?
You can get out of jury service if you've been done for anything.
Or if you're a woman in Australia.
Really?
Really? Seriously?
For what reason?
Just because it's been like that since time immemorial. I love that I'm waving my hands and no one can tell.
We don't mind.
I'm ridiculous.
All right, then, on the basis of allocating jobs, then, on the Urban 75 community, we've got a wide range of people, ranging from insane to mildly insane. And what I'd like to know is, from around the table, or indeed anyone on the Urban 75 boards, who would you choose for the job of Prime Minister? Magnese?
Ooh. On the boards?
Mm. Or anywhere.
No, let's keep it to the boards.
Keep it to the boards.
Well, does the editor count as the Prime Minister already of the?
Oh, sucky suck. Oh my!
Put on the spot. No.
If that's okay with you, Mike, would you like the job? It's good pay rate. So yeah, Mike gets the job of Prime Minister. Tree Frog, who do you reckon should get what?
Ooh.
Minister for Fun, for instance.
Minister for Fun. Can we have Meth Lab?
Yeah.
Meth Lab. Things will get really done really quickly. Lots of things.
Or Rory.
Or well, God forbid. But yeah, what? Rory would do. Or maybe not Meth Lab, because he would outlaw ecstasy.
Would he?
In a sec. He's not a fan, apparently.
Right. I'm sure he wouldn't outlaw it, though. He's quite mellow, isn't he, really? No! Right, Smile, who gets what job?
Oh... I'm crippled by indecision.
What's too very? Who gets what job? I mean, which? Where?
Where? Anywhere. Who? I mean, I'm just...
Minister
for what would go to who? It's open-ended, but this is radio. We can handle it. Right, Smart, go on, give us a job.
Minister for Propaganda.
Yeah, who gets that?
Ministry of Defence, PD man.
Owner of a Molon Labe hat. You weirdo. And what would you... Come on, Rice Mark, who gets what?
Who gets what? God, I don't know.
Okay, then, Ricemile gives in. What job do we give Ricemile, then? Minister for Indecision.
Oh, Minister for Inaction and wanting to educate people while knowing nothing.
Minister for Education, Ricemile gets the job. Yeah. Zedcat, go on, you've got one more appointment to make.
One more?
Mm.
Oh, God. Well, under my already proposed system, everybody gets every job, so...
Hey!
It's very mellow. Is that a cop-out, or is that very mellow and groovy?
Well, at least I copped out in, like, a sense of a true cop-out.
We're going to insult each other on levels of cop-out now. Fantastic. Crispy, who gets what job?
Oh, Christ, I don't know. No,
we can wait.
I'll come back when I can be funny and spontaneous.
Oh, great. Should we just pause the minute?
Minister for Comedy, then.
Minister for Comedy?
Whoever's got the most quotes on the funny throat, funny quotes.
Funny throat bill.
Throat's Qued.
Minister for Comedy, I go for Bristol.
Bristol KRS?
Yeah.
Bristol KRS. Think,
very good.
Always makes me giggle.
Can we pick posters and give them a job? That's easier.
Okay. Pick a poster. PB Man has already got Minister of Defence.
God help.
Ernesto.
Oh.
Minister for Education, certainly.
Oh, yeah. Got experience.
Foreign Relations.
Yeah.
And what job would we give Zedcat at this point? Zedcat is not threatening us in any way. We've just gone silent, all right?
Holding a knife to
Minister for Electoral Reform.
Minister for Electoral Reform. Yeah. And everything else. Any other ideas for jobs?
Or can Erno be Speaker of the House?
Who?
Erno. Ernesto. Be a
Speaker for the House, yeah. And one final thing. What do we think should be the future of Urban 75, then, politically, in terms of what difference can it make? Magnese.
Well, hopefully people tuning in will have some different thoughts about electoral systems and things like that. So hopefully we can make some sort of difference with the radio station. Yeah.
Who knows, some of the people listening might have voted Tory and they better not again.
Yeah, we know where you live. And we're not thinking what you're thinking. All right, then, that draws it to a close. Thank you very much indeed for listening. See you back next time.
spend a time to me, washing out the troubled doubts that rankle so resistantly. In time I'm feeling stronger, but it took its toll on me. Now it's water running a bridge, I'll sail away, my dear. But don't try to answer questions, I know I'll be on me. As long as I'm feeling happy, that's all I really need. And I'm grateful for the breathing space where I am free. I feel better, so much better now, my dear. So don't hold yourself to blame if I don't make the grade. It is of my making, of my making anyway. I don't try to answer questions, I know I'll be on me. As long as I'm feeling happy, that's all I really need. I think I'm out of the doghouse now. I've put things in their place. So come on with the stormy weather. I've got a smile on my.
Welcome back, and I tried to bring the last discussion to a
close.
I'm going to start again because I'm in charge. Okay, no, I'm not. Actually, you're quite right. I shouldn't be allowed to. I tried to end the last discussion on the basis of kind of let's end it here, and then we turned off the mini disc, and everyone said that was no good. We need to get some other stuff out. There's stuff on people's chests, and I quite agree it needs to come out. We've had a couple of suggestions. One is we'd like some ranting about people who don't vote. Another is we'd like some ranting about politicians we like, politicians we don't like, and we're all looking forward to some classic wry smile pause moment. So,
pause,
Magnes,
I don't know, please pass
I don't know,
me
please
over.
Pass me along, I can't remember anybody on the board's moments. So, Magnes, go on, rant.
I saw a thread on Urban that said, if you vote, it's your fault, which I completely disagree with. I think if you don't vote, then whatever the result is, it's your fault because you have
to
participate in the system you have and try and change it. Otherwise, if you don't vote, the politicians don't listen to the people who don't vote. I think they will see it as we're quite happy with the status quo. We don't care either way.
But if you spoil your vote, does that count as voting?
Yeah. Yes. Here, Zedcat, did you spoil your vote?
I'm not saying.
You see, I think that none of the above option would. Yeah, much better than having this vague.
But they don't have that.
Exactly, they should.
Yeah, but they don't have it.
But where are you going to put this none of the above? Like, we'll just put those in a big pile and burn it? What happens to that? Do you get the minister for none of the above?
What a great position that would be.
You pick him randomly.
No, I don't feel magnificent. Still rant here. Go on. Actually, what you want to say is the people who didn't vote are arses, and we'll get on to Tree Frog in a moment. So, come on then. What's
people I arse out of this.
What do you really feel about them? Come on, let it go.
I honestly think that if you haven't voted, then you've just expressed no opinion at all. Even if you're looking at and thinking I can't vote for anyone, even if you could vote tactically, you would say, well, I want actually to try and vote for a hung parliament. I mean, my ideal result in this election was a hung parliament, so the voting system should be changed.
Yeah, a fucking lot of them.
So what do you think about Zedcat's position of possibly maybe spoiling his ballot paper and possibly maybe not telling us what he's done? What do you think about that? Go on, slag him off. Go on.
I can't see the point unless there was really absolutely nothing, no one you could vote for. I mean, I can't see the reason for doing that.
Well, they're all scum, aren't they? I mean, anybody who stands as a politician in this country must be a piece of scum.
Of course it is a crap word, though, isn't it? It's kind of like, I mean, I know a couple of politicians, yeah, because I'm really well, so we're all connected. But I do, and they're not scum. I mean, some of them are stupid, and most of them are ugly. But scum, I don't know. Some of them are trying to do good stuff. Some of them you might like. And the same way you said, what about travellers? You sit them down with a traveller and say, actually, yeah, you're all right. I'm okay. You're okay. I think some politicians, you'd sit down and you'd have a love in.
Some of his kissing. Best friends are politicians.
Yeah, oh some my of my God. Best friends are politicians. But you don't... Come on, Zedcat. What did you do with your ballot?
I might have voted Green, but I might have spoiled my ballot.
No.
So you don't even have the conviction to say whether you did either.
No, I don't see why I should.
No, it's fair enough. It's a secret ballot. But I suppose, well, yeah, it is a secret ballot. Why am I annoyed that you won't tell us? I don't know. Have I got a right to be annoyed?
You're just nosy.
I'm just
nosy. Yeah, you're just nosy. That's all it is.
And I'm just a wind-up because I won't tell you.
This is Urban 75 Adult Radio. Crispy, what do you reckon? Go on, rant.
I've forgotten what the question was.
Oh, no, you were going to... Actually, no, Crispy was going to rant on politicians he loves.
No, I was going to rant. I was going to put a question for everybody, like, who is your most favourite currently elected politician? Is there anybody you actually like?
Take it around the table.
Or even who do you hate the least? Who do you find amusing?
Rice Smile's always good for a pause. Start with her.
Oh, you.
You.
Can I go for Gordon Brown because I want him to have a go as leader because I think that he's going to do a better job than Tony Blair.
But he has that weird sucky thing on the bottom lip. All together now.
Yeah. Okay, I must confess, I don't, out of the 600 members of the Commons, I probably recognise about 12 and none of those I really like. So that's. But that said, I do like Gordon Brown better than Tony Blair. But I mean, hello.
I'm like pretty much anyone better than Tony Blair.
You thinking what Rice Smile is thinking? Tree Frog, who do you love?
Gordon Brown is I really it's wish he gets into Parliament and give him a good back of the whip. Yeah, well, partially.
Oh, really? So you think he's quite good, actually?
Well, he's better than Tony Blair, but then again, you know, so is that television over there. Yeah. You know, but I do think that of all the good things that the Labour have done, and they have, most of them have been his policies, to be perfectly honest. Don't ask me to name any.
We're talking minimum wages and...
minimum wage, things like that. Also, other politicians I like going up north, Rosie Kane for the SSP. Mm. I was really, really pleased when we had the Scottish elections and we got two list MSPs for the Scottish Socialists. Okay, Tommy Sheridan, well, he's a bit of a cunt, really. He's better than most, but he is a bit of a cunt.
And we're using the term technically there.
We are using that term the most technical way. I've met him.
And he looks like?
Well, he looks like David Dickinson with a Glaswegian accent and a shorter hairstyle. But Rosie Kane, she's like a proper human being, and she really is, which is one of the reasons why she suffered so much when she got into Parliament. She suffered a nervous breakdown in Grange. She couldn't handle the cut and thrust and the horrific backstabbing because she really did in there to try and make a difference.
Come on, Chris, it's your question. Who do you reckon?
Favourite politician, Boris Johnson for...
Boris!
Just for comedy value,
you've got Boris, to go for Boris Johnson.
But isn't it weird? Here we are, sitting around a table going, hey, he's a Tory and we love him. What's that about? Do you actually like what he votes for?
Oh, Christ, no. But, I mean, he's in the safest possible Tory seat in the country. So there's little hope of him ever getting voted out unless the Tory party switch him for someone else.
Well, they did kind of put him there so he'd do the least amount of damage.
Well, exactly.
I think on election night. It was big and huge and it was moving around.
I'm convinced that the Tories are going to win. And then everyone started laughing around the table, to which he added the caveat, at some point in the future.
I can't handle this. We're having a love-in about a Tory politician. I'm getting itchy.
How about a love-in about a politician like him? You know, I think more people would vote. He'd have more entertaining politicians.
Yeah, he does something... That is really weird. There's something about him that he talks like a real person, even though he's completely weird in many ways. Mm. Something... The reason he strikes a chord, it seems to me, is because he actually answers questions and has a bit of a wry smile and says, I think, you know, the Tory party are going to win... Maybe at some point in the future, rather than no, we're having a fantastic night, and all the votes aren't counted yet. We could be the next government. You think you don't even believe that.
I think part of Boris's appeal is he doesn't take politics too seriously. I get the firm impression he's in it because there's really nothing else on this earth that he can do.
Yep.
Go on, Crispy. What's your question, sir? Has anyone else not answered it around the table?
Yourself, I think.
Yeah.
No, yeah, good point. Who do I like? Boris Johnson. Nice pause. I've got nice pause. I like the politicians who, when they're asked a question, answer it as a real person. And I really believe... I actually teach people public speaking.
You like the politicians who don't answer questions like you're doing right now.
Good point. Sweating in the hot seat. Who do I like? Actually, I'll tell you what. My big hope for the future is a politician you may not have heard of called Nick Clegg. Nick Clegg is a Lib Dem MP, and I was at school with him. And he doesn't put... I noticed.
Nepotism.
He doesn't,
I know.
And I went to a big, fat public school. Which is a big, fat private school, which is not available to people whose parents don't have lots of money. And Nick Clegg, I know him. I haven't spoken to him for a long time. But he is someone who, actually, I would vote for. Isn't that weird? I would actually vote for him. I do believe he's got... I can't believe I'm talking like this. Integrity. No, they're all bastards. But, anyone who answers... Any politician who answers a question and actually says, I don't know, occasionally, will get my vote.
There's not many of them, sadly.
Well, what about... I wouldn't say I like him. I hate him just as much as the rest of them. George Galloway.
George Galloway. Now that's going to be interesting. Yeah. What's
first SWP candidate?
Tree Frog's vomiting. What's the problem, Tree Frog?
He wasn't your MP back up north, was he?
Oh, you've had him, as it were.
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes.
Yeah. What did he do to you?
He used to be my local MP back when I lived in Glasgow. I used to walk past his offices every day on my way home from work.
There's a story we're not being told here. Do you think he's an arse?
I think he's an arse. He was obsessed with Westminster. We never saw him around the constituency unless he was doing some, look at me, I'm back at my roots, I'm proper Labour, I am standing out in the West End, usually blocking the road I was walking along. And just
with his head.
With his big fat head and his enormous ego, he just didn't give a toss about what we wanted. He didn't, you know.
I salute your indefatigability. And we've got 30 seconds now to draw it to a close. Yeah, I pronounced it wrong. We've got 15 seconds. Anyone else want anything to say? Or am I going to say thank you very much to Magnese, Tree Frog, Rice Miles, Edcat, Crispy, and you for listening?
Thank you very much. And fuck them all.
Thank you.
The future is no longer in your imagination.
Fostering an open forum.
Never heard anything like it before.
Urban 75 Radio.
Welcome back. We just wanted to do a quick roundup to say thank you very much indeed, Tree Frog, for our own body weight in hobnobs and for letting us use your kitchen. Also, Magnese had an excellent point that if you think we're talking arse and it's not your arse, then it's time for you to contribute. Anyone else got anything to say?
I think we should have had more right-wing people here, really. Yeah.
So right-wing people, be brave, turn up.
Yeah, or make your own show.
Yeah, actually, make your own show in your own kitchen. Access.
But if you're right wing, have one or two lefties there. So
we had
one or two right wing.
green, Lib Dem, green.
We Lib Dem or green.
It's a good point. If you're listening to this and think, yeah, well, that's great, all that green, Lib Demy, pausey, non-action, inaction, or change the world, Zedcat stuff doesn't reflect what you're thinking. Well, we're thinking what you're thinking, or if we're not thinking what you're thinking, you haven't really got any excuse, because we just made this sitting around a table with a mini disc. And so turn up, send us PMs, join in, or make your own damn show, all right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Annie.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you,
75. Baby eating broadcasters. Good night.